Good morning. For any of you who have been to the Whammies, you know that our youth is a pretty talented group. For the sake of our mission, we show off our talents and hope for some entertainment and laughs along the way. And why wouldn't we? We feel safe here, and we feel supported, which I think is one of the most wonderful things about our congregation. Beyond performing or sharing, I know that if I have a problem or something I need to talk about, I can go to someone, and someone will be there to help me, be it a member of the youth group or another adult in the congregation. There are so many avenues here to reach out and share your talents with everyone around you and do what we are called to do as Christians. We simply have to look to know how to put our specific talents to use. Of course, part of that is actually finding our talents, which can be difficult. If you talk to any college admissions officer, they will tell you that about half of the freshman class will change their major by the time they graduate 4 years later as a senior. And most of the time in doing so, they'll end up at college a little bit longer. But the harder part is once we find those talents, actually putting them to use. Putting yourself out on the line and out in front of people to be able to use what God has given you. I don't know about you, but I don't particularly enjoy being laughed at. And sometimes it can be frightening to get up in front of people and share with them what you know you can do for fear of being judged. 4 years ago, I went down to Haiti on mission with my grandmother. And for the last several days, we stayed at a home called St. Joe's Home for Boys in the capital. They take in boys off the streets who had depended on shoe shining and rooster fights to make their livings for years. And they provide them with a loving, secure family home centered around the Christian faith. It was founded about 20 years ago by a former brother in the Catholic Church. So, of course, worship, God, and Christ the Lord are at the center of their lives. Daily, they have a worship service. And before they go on to their normal worship of prayer and Bible reading, they take a few minutes to say thank you. Thank you to one another, and thank you to God, who has given them all of the gifts that they enjoy. Bravo to Jean-Paul for helping Theodore with his homework. Bravo to Joseph for helping cook clean up the dishes after supper. On the second day that we were staying with them, they invited us to worship. And they did their thank yous, their bravos. But they didn't stop there. They kept going. Bravo to Kathy, one of the people on our trip, for her musical gifts. Bravo to Sarah for her gentle spirit. We had known these boys for 24 hours, and most of that time we had spent outside of the home working in the community. But they had seen us, they had watched us and noticed the talents that God had given us. In 24 short hours, they knew what to say to make us feel welcome and at home, and more than comfortable sharing our talents with them, just as they were more than comfortable sharing their talents with us. What they accomplished there in that home is absolutely incredible. For these boys who had almost nothing, they create a home of wealth and prosperity, not necessarily material, but spiritual. It is up to us to share our talents. We do it in church all the time. We do it in church just like the boys do it at their home. We share with one another our talents and our gifts from God. Can you imagine what life would be like if we did that outside of church too? If we shared our talents uncompromisingly with our coworkers in the office or our fellow students at school or teachers, parents, what a wonderful world that would be. A world where everyone could look at people without judgment and accept people for who they really were. So I would like to say bravo to all the parents who teach us so much, to all of the students that share their talents with us, fears or no, to all of the Sunday school teachers and school teachers who help and shape us into the people that we will become in the future. These people are always changing, but without sharing our talents, I don't know. It's not the type of future that I would like to live in. So I think that what we need to do is act in the everyday world as we do in church every Sunday. Share your talents with everyone around you, and let the world become the wonderful place that it can be.
James 1, 22 through 25. But be doers of the word and not merely hearers who deceive themselves. For if any are hearers of the word and not doers, they are like those who look at themselves in a mirror. For they look at themselves and, on going away, immediately forget what they were like. But those who look into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and persevere, being not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing.
Good morning, everyone. Suppose this. A faithful man goes to church every Sunday, hearing the word of God, understanding and learning his teachings. Now the same man is put in a similar situation, just as the high priest and the Levite were. However, unlike the Good Samaritan, the faithful man walks on the opposite side of the street, just as the high priest and the Levite did. He decides not to assert himself into the situation. What has this man learned from going to church every Sunday? Seemingly nothing. For this man only did half of what was asked of him. He listened to God's word, but did not act upon his faith or God's teachings. This man's actions renders him useless. Now, of course, in today's society, asserting yourself like the Good Samaritan is certainly a challenge. But what if we start small? Helping little old ladies cross the street, helping the already late commuter to work get his car out of the snow, volunteering our time at pads or community centers. Perhaps the reason the faithful man keeps going to church on Sunday is because he simply forgets the Word of God and his teachings. Just as the previously read verse says, those who look at themselves in a mirror, on going away, immediately forget what they were like. But those who are not hearers who forget, but doers who act, they will be blessed in their doing. So if the hearers are the ones who forget, then the doers who practice and apply the word will remember its true meaning. I myself have been given many opportunities to be a doer of the word. Whether it's been on youth group mission trips or through Boy Scouts. But what about the time opportunities have come my way outside of the church or Boy Scouts? I'd like to think that I'd be the first one to volunteer, always lending out a hand, but I don't know if I'm that person. Perhaps it's a question of whether or not I'm aware of these opportunities in front of me. I simply just don't know. So this day I challenge myself and all of you. When help sees fit, take advantage and be doers of the word and not merely hearers. For you are saved by faith alone, but if faith is alone, it is not faith. Thanks.
Who among you fears the Lord and obeys the voice of his servant? Who walks in the darkness and has no light, yet trusts in the name of the Lord and relies upon his God?
So God to me is someone we can trust to guide us throughout our lives. We make decisions all of the time, dozens every single day, and we wonder if they are the right ones or if our lives could have been better off if we had chosen to go down an alternate path. We are often doubtful of the choices we make, but we can rely on God to guide us safely. This past year, I found myself having to make the decision of where to go to college and to choose a major that would ultimately decide my career and my future. What if I chose the wrong classes to study, or what if I didn't like what I picked? Ever since I told my parents I wanted to major in music, they have been 100% supportive. However, I know in the back of their minds they were thinking that since music majors don't make too much money coming out of college, that I might be coming home for a while. But nevertheless, they were totally supportive. But I was always waiting for a sign of reassurance that I was making the right decision. One memory out of many that I've had made it clear that I was heading down the correct path. I got an excellent opportunity to play alongside members of an orchestra from Venezuela this past month. The young people I got to play with are part of the Simón Bolívar Orchestra of El Sistema. Their program rescues kids off the street from impoverished circumstances where they might have ended up being part of an environment of drug use and crime, which they were encircled with, and has them start learning an instrument. They practice countless hours every day, and I was completely impressed with how talented they were. The members of this program are truly dedicated musicians and take pride in rising above the conflicts that surround them in Venezuela. They thoroughly enjoy the music, and I can tell by watching them play, and their instruments, they play at such a high level. My dad and I rode the train down to Chicago every Friday evening for a month to have rehearsals and to get prepared for the concert with the kids from Venezuela. On the day of our concert at Symphony Center, we all got to sit side by side with someone from Venezuela. There was definitely a language barrier. My Spanish is very rusty and they could speak barely any English. I knew a few words from 7th and 8th grade Spanish class, but not nearly enough to hold up a conversation, let alone a good one. I thought to myself, how is this going to work? If we can't even talk to each other, how are we going to make music together and have it sound well rehearsed? Am I going to be put in other situations like this in the future if I continue to music? Well, the conductor, Gustavo Dudamel, walked on stage. Everyone immediately got ready to play, and he started the rehearsal. Within the first 30 seconds, I was blown away with how easy it was for us to make music together. 1 minute earlier, I was having trouble saying hello to the person next to me, and now we were playing challenging, brilliant, and complicated music together. I knew that this was a moment that God had given me to show that I had chosen the right path at this moment in my life. Who knows, maybe in the near future, I can completely change my mind about what I want to do, but I know that I trust God to show me the way and encourage me to make the right decisions for myself. The experience of getting to play with other musicians, being completely enveloped in the music around me, and realizing that God's gift of music allowed me to be part of it. It was an eye-opener to my future musical experiences. Creating powerful and meaningful music was something that I cannot give up. It is a part of me and my future. God has shown me the way by giving me wonderful opportunities and giving me the talent to do what I love. Everyone has to make life-changing decisions, and it can be hard to face the reality of altering the outcome of your future, but God will guide you through your decision process and help you realize where you should be and help to fix mistakes. By trusting in God, you can find guidance while making decisions for yourself. God is actively busy providing strength and help for us. The tough decision I made about continuing music in college and for my career was glorified by God because I get the chance to spend the rest of my life doing something that I love. I'd like to end with a scripture from John chapter 16, verse 13. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come.